Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here. He's our good friend, longtime, almost 12-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of The Culture Works, the co-author of The Carrot Principle, The Orange Revolution, and my favorite book of his is What Small Business Owners Do and Are. And the title of that book is All In. He's our good friend, Chester Elton. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We're all in, Chester.
Every day and every
day. Every day we push our chips to all of our chips to the middle of the table.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I love when you join us to talk about leadership, because leadership is the intangible at the heart of every organization, and the degree of success of that leadership directly corresponds to the degree of success or failure of that organization, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. You know, we talk about differentiators in business. We're always looking for a differentiator. And so much of what we do can be commoditized, but great leadership that forms great cultures, I think, are two of the few differentiators left in business. And you're right. Great leaders, I mean, they're just getting harder to find. The business is more and more complicated.
Why is that, Chester?
Well, you know, you mean that there are
leaders? What would cause you to say that?
Well, you know, in our...
I agree with you, but why?
Yeah, well, you know, in our experience, it's fascinating. I don't know that the university curriculums are really preparing those that are coming out for leadership. They prepare them for the technical things, you know, the blocking and tackling.
But don't you think some of it is associated with a loss of values? Maybe a lack of regard for values?
You know, Jim,
not that the people are not good people, it's just that they don't have a same regard for values.
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, we've talked about the economic downturns and different things that have impacted business. And I think there's less and less mentorship. I'm not so sure on the values thing. I think that's very much a regional and a personal thing.
Yep.
But I think in the workplace, because we've been charged so much to do more and more with less, there's less mentorship going on. You know, it used to be you'd go into GE and they'd put you into a leadership track and different organizations. And some organizations still do and do a good job, and I think they reap the benefits. You know, P&G is getting a resurgence, and they've invested a lot in their leadership academy. AT&T is doing very well. They have a Leading with Distinction program. I think those organizations that do invest in their leaders and that have good mentors, where they sit down and say, look, the numbers will come if you lead well. Mm-hmm. And those that invest in leadership and mentorship, I think, do better.
There's another, but you know, that's a game. Mentorship is a dance. There's got to be two people. There's a mentor and a mentee. And one of the things that I think is appropriate to bring up, Chester, is the fact that the millennials, and I've employed a bunch of them, aren't always receptive to being mentored. And the reason I say that is, I'll give one big piece of background, is because when I mentor people, I try to give them context, meaning, okay, here's what we have now. Here's where it came from. Here's what, you know, and I'll bring a little history into it. And that's when their eyes glaze over. They don't want to hear about anything that's older than 48 hours. So I'm going to say to millennials, when you're being mentored, take it all in. Be thankful for all of it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, our recent book, What Motivates Me, has this motivator's assessment. One of the things we wanted to look at, we've had over 10,000 people take it, is to look at the millennial reactions and what are the top motivators for millennials. And it's really interesting. Impact was number one. Impact, learning, and family. Isn't that fascinating? So learning, I think, you know, if you put it in the learning context. Now, again, this is on average. There's always exceptions. So you know, your listeners and you may have had different experiences with millennials because, you know, these are the averages, right? But I think, you know, my experience with millennials has been is that they are eager to learn and to grow and develop. Now, the attention span and how you do that and how you communicate is definitely different. But this impact, too, you're right, put it in context. You know, how does it impact the business? How does it impact you? How does it impact the customer? And in a larger scale, millennials we've seen want to say, how does it impact the world? Like, how are we changing the world?
Well, but you know,
it is a different kind of mentality.
When I talk to my, one of the things I like to say to them, that just for fun, is I tell them my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
Yeah.
Well, instead of them thinking, wow, this old dude's come a long way, all they can think of was, well, why would anybody use carbon paper? Or what's carbon paper?
You know, what is carbon paper?
And that's you know, and instead of saying, whoa, you know, I'll get off of that. The point, but I think you're right about the mentoring. But there has to be receptiveness on both sides.
That comes with teaching, and that comes with knowing. You know, never before has the workplace been more complicated on
ever,
the employee side.
Ever.
You've got, you know, so many generations. You've got different languages, traditions.
Diversity on many, or so many
diversity
levels.
Diversity is huge, no question.
Yeah. And so what do we do about it?
Well, you know what? We've been studying great leaders for a long time, as have you. And it's kind of interesting. We found that great leaders, you know, no one wants to be a bad leader, right? We've seen really good leaders, we've seen really bad leaders, but, you know, people kind of land generally in the middle. And what we found is the really good leaders, in one form or another, were really good about asking these two questions. And the first one is, how are you doing? Isn't it interesting? Just a simple question,
mm-hmm.
How are you doing? And how you doing as they pass you the hall, or how you doing, by the way, make sure you get that report to me by the end of the day, you know. But a real sincere, how are you doing? Like, how are things going? How are things going on the project? How are things going in your personal life? You know, those kinds of things. Really good leaders know their people. Does that resonate with you, Jim?
Absolutely. No, there's no question about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, get to know your people on a personal level. And it's kind of interesting. We came across a wonderful leader at American Express down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Catherine Cole. And she took that, how are you doing, to the next level. And she asked this series of four questions, which I love. The first one is, talk about your journey so far at American Express.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in other words, how are you doing? How has your journey been here, specifically?
Mm-hmm.
The second question I have is, has your experience over the past year been beneficial to your growth and progress? I love that. And
yep.
I know we're up against the break.
Hold on to that break. Hold on to that thought, Chet. We're going to take a quick break. Chester Elton. Now we'll be right back. We're going to come back and when we do, I'm going to introduce two questions of my own to ask, in addition to these two wonderful ones that Chester has proposed. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.